Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus, who is the Christ.
Amen.
You know, Mir, she plays the organ when Don's not here. She's got a beautiful voice just like Don. And guess what? She had a grandson, Flynn, and she couldn't wait to email her friends and tell us that this baby was born, and her daughter Beth and son-in-law Steve are now parents, and she's a grandmother, and she's so excited. Reminded me about Joan's family. Joan's family has a wonderful tradition when a baby's born. They have, her dad lived, now my niece lives, they have a flagpole, and when a baby's born, everybody looks, and if it's a pink flag, it is a girl. If it's a blue flag, it is a boy. Of course, the last 8 babies were what? Pink flags. So we're due for a blue flag one of these days. But you know, when Joan's family, when Mir received the good news, they didn't worry about anything else. That's that they wanted to tell, that they're so excited, and they wanted to share it with somebody else. Yeah, and that is, my friends, is a human instinct. We do want to share good news with others. You can't contain it. And somehow when you share it with others, it's even better. Do you think Joan's family or Mir felt it was pushy or it might offend somebody to tell them that a baby's born? Of course not. She wanted to share her joy. And the same was true with Andrew when he wanted to share the good news with his brother Peter. He couldn't wait. What he was doing is called evangelism. Now, don't be scared by that. We talked about this a few weeks ago. Evangelism is nothing to be scared about. It's basically sharing the good news. When Jesus says, "You are the light of the world, you are the salt of the earth," he's saying to you, you're an evangelist to let your light shine so others will see you and your words and your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You can be called, like we sang in our first hymn, to let our light shine. Or maybe be called a gospeler or a light shiner or whatever you want to say it. This is sharing the good news that you have in Jesus Christ. But why is sharing the good news of our faith sometimes so difficult? Why does the average Lutheran in the ELCA share their faith with another person on the average of once every 25 years? Which is ridiculous. If you have good news, what did Jesus say? Don't hide under a bushel basket. I mean, some of the reasons, one of the reasons I am a pastor is that my mom and dad took me to church. My mom and dad read the Bible to me. That my cousin David, Sam Mullen, who directed our play Here I Stand, and I played Martin Luther, Dr. Good at seminary, Dr. Jensen, many of you, I continue to be a Christian. I mean, they shared with me, they witnessed to me. As Martin Luther once said, evangelism is nothing more than one beggar telling another beggar where to find bread. If you love someone, you want the best for that person. You want to give them the best. You want to tell them the best. And what more can you give them than to let them know and share Jesus Christ? Here's something else you need to know about spreading the good news. Now, let's imagine what it was like for Andrew to experience Jesus, to realize that he was standing before the Christ, the Messiah of God, to realize that this was the one he was waiting for all these years. And he asked Andrew to follow, to come and see. Imagine how you would feel if you wanted to stand before Jesus, or if you stood before Jesus, and you say, "I want to follow you," and Jesus said to you, "Bill, Terry, Andy, Judy, come and see," which is exactly what you're doing this morning. You came on this cold day to come and see Jesus, where he promised he would be in his word, in the Bible, in the sacraments. Can you imagine the life-changing impact of that experience? Or to put yourself in that picture. You're the other disciple and you spent time with Jesus. You saw Jesus. You heard Jesus. You could smell Jesus. You could see Jesus. So when Andrew found Peter, what did he do? Naturally, he went into a long lecture about the Old Testament and about the prophets and about what this means and that means and how Scripture ties together and how Jesus fulfills the prophecies. No, of course not. What did he do? He simply shared his experience of Jesus. He shared the good news that was in his heart with his brother. In other words, Andrew sees, was a witness. And that's all we're called to do. To the good news in your heart. To open that heart and let that heart shine to others. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said to his disciples, "You will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." He's saying to you today, you are my witnesses to Ellison Park, to Cranberry, to McCandless, to Singapore, wherever, to the ends of the earth. What's a witness? It's someone who hears good news and they want to share what they have heard and seen from their experience. They simply tell their story. Like the beautiful hymn, "I love to tell the story." A witness doesn't tell somebody else's story. No, they say what's in their heart because that's the witness. They want to see what Pat believes. They don't really care what Fred believes. He's paid to do this. They want to see what Pat believes or they want to see what Larry believes. They want to see what's in your heart. And you tell the story. That's more powerful than me because they expect it from me because I wear the collar and all this stuff. And I believe because I was witnessed to from people who really believed. And then I've had an experience of Jesus Christ. And the Holy Spirit's touched your lives too. You can share how Jesus is in your heart and how your life is different because of Jesus Christ. That's why we're here at St. Paul's. We're called St. Paul's Evangelical Lutheran Church, the good news. You and I are God's plan A. Believe it or not, we're God's plan A. And you know what? He doesn't have a plan B. You're it. If you share the good news, it'll be shared. If you don't, it's going to stop. We're always one generation in the church away from extinction. We've got to share that tradition, what's in our hearts, with the next generation. And people can read the internet, they can read the Bible, but they want to read you. Why did you get up on this cold day? Why is Larry out there shoveling or Dave's spreading salt or Eileen and Harry? Why are you guys doing this? Why are you doing this? So how do we share the gospel of Jesus in our lives? Well, one thing to do is obvious. How do you get to know a person? You spend time with the person. You get to know the person. You know their likes. You know their dislikes. You know how to make them happy. You know what buttons to push to make them unhappy, okay? Well, the same thing when you spend time with Jesus. That's what you're doing right now. You're spending time with Jesus. Or when you read the Bible in the morning, to spend time with Jesus. Or to see how Jesus has blessed your... Maybe we get out of bed before your feet hit the ground. Maybe three things you're thankful to Jesus for before you get up in the morning. You want to share that. And you've got to struggle with questions such as, what difference does your faith in Jesus Christ make in your life? How are you different because Jesus Christ lives? And be able to know that part of your life and the story of Jesus in your life. And to have the courage of candor to share that with somebody else. Because if you can't do that, you have nothing to share. Just keep your mouth shut. Like most Lutherans do. So, let the word of God, as it says in Scripture, dwell in you richly. Let it renew your heart and your mind every day that you're a Christian, you're a light bearer, you are a child of God in Jesus Christ, to open the eyes of your heart to see how God is at work right now in your lives, the good news. Make this experience of worship more than just an spectator sport. that Jesus is here now. We're here because we expect to meet Jesus, and you do meet Jesus here, and how Jesus is changing you right now. Engage your entire being in honoring and praising the one who made us, who loved us, who forgives us, who saves us by his grace alone. And so that's why we sing at the end of our service, thank the Lord and sing his praise. What? Tell every. That's not just to be sung, that's to be done. Tell everyone what he has done. So everyone who seeks the Lord. Oh, that's the second part, the second thing. So know the story of Jesus in your life, how you're different because Jesus Christ is your Lord, and be able to share that. And the second thing is to ask God to lead you to the people that God wants to hear the good news through your unique and beautiful and one-of-a-kind witness. Every witness here, every one of you is like a snowflake. You're all different. And God made you different so that the story of Jesus will go through you to a particular person that no one else can touch, but you can. That pray to God, who's that person this week that he wants me to touch with the good news through my life? Through Judy's life, through Bob's life, through Terry's life, through Dara's life. To make the genuine friends with that person. You get to know them. And then when they ask you, well, why are you not? Why do you visit that person? Why are you doing it? Why are you going? Be prepared to share Jesus Christ in your life because it's good news. Don't be afraid to offend them. You're not going to offend them. You're going to make them happy. We reach out in the gospel to make friends. We are called by God to love and enjoy people, especially people who are different from us. They need to hear the good news too. They need kindness too. They need love too. And the more I travel in the world, the more I find that people, they may look different, they may eat different, but in their hearts, they're not that different. They're the same. They need good news. They need kindness. They need love. They need forgiveness. They need genuine people that care about them in Jesus Christ. Wherever you live, wherever you work, wherever you play, wherever you go to school, wherever you gather, you are surrounded by people who are loved by God and people who God longs for, that wants to hear the good news in this dark and divided and many times scary world in which we live. Love them. Love them enough to share with them your faith, your heart in Jesus Christ. And at the right time, you'll know, because the Holy Spirit will tap you on the shoulder or tap you in the back of your brain and say, now's the time to share about Jesus. And have the courage to do that. Then you leave the rest in God's hands. You and I don't convert anybody. The Holy Spirit does. We are basically to set the atmosphere, to set the ambiance where the Holy Spirit can work. You don't have to have all the answers. In fact, pretending that you have all the answers will just turn people off, because people today have good BS detectors, okay? We are simply called to bear witness to the experience of Jesus Christ in our lives, that Jesus has invited us to come and see, and we have. And now we have good news in our hearts. Our hearts are light and on fire for the Lord, and we want to share that good news with somebody. Here's my dream, that this week, you and I find one person to share Jesus Christ with, to share specifically what Jesus means to us in our lives. People who need to hear the word. People now like you who have heard the word, that are going to be strengthened to do this through the holy sacraments, to go out there and to share. You know, we have beautiful churches, and we have a beautiful cross, and we have the Carillon, and in many ways other churches are beautiful. But we have something really neat too. When they come into the church, they meet you. You are true believers in Jesus Christ. You are salt. You are light. Don't let that light hide under a bushel. Now's the time. Tomorrow might be too late. Now's the time to share the good news. And I pray, if you continue to do this, we're going to have people lined up in the aisles. We're going to have people lined up coming up Walters Road. We're going to have people that are going to beg to hear the gospel because of you. That's my dream. That's God's dream. You know what? I know it's your dream too. I know it's your dream too. And I believe that dream is necessary and worthy of spending our whole lives in. And the peace of God that passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.